Hello once again. This is Pastor Brad Bailey with you from the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida. You're listening to the New Testament Baptist Podcast. We are discussing the issues of the New Testament Baptist Confession, which is primarily about the Independent Fundamental Baptist sect. And we are looking today again at the confession. We'll dive into paragraph number 2 of the confession, which can be found at newtestamentbaptists.com. This and a host of other articles and resources are available, as well as the audio podcast that we are creating. So take advantage of that website today, newtestamentbaptists.com. Independent Fundamental Baptists down through the years have had a very diverse reputation. Some of their reputation is very unfortunate, sadly, because of their departure from God's Word, of their lack of defense of God's Word. Now, most of them, if you were to have a discussion with them and make that allegation that they are defending God's Word poorly, they would rise up in protest. They would be absolutely inflamed at the notion that they are not defending God's Word adequately. But the argument that we want to bring to the table is that if you are not effectively preaching God's Word, and if you are permitting God's Word to be abused among other brethren, among other churches, so on and so forth, without protest, then you can't legitimately call yourself a defender of God's Word. So we began last week just discussing the first and opening paragraph of the New Testament Baptist Confession. Today we're moving to paragraph number 2, which I'll read for you right now. We do also maintain that any religious order that departs from the teachings of Scripture can be and should be abandoned for the purpose of preserving pure doctrine. When refinement is impossible, abandonment serves dually as a rebuke and as an admonition to brethren who are knotted in poor or unsubstantiated doctrines and or practices that are deteriorating into counterproductive associations and traditions. This couple of sentences really strikes at the heart of the problem among independent fundamental Baptists down through the years. Any religious order that departs from the teachings of Scripture can be and should be abandoned. That's the statement from the confession. It is my belief that there will be those who will rise up and say that the fundamental Baptist movement does not need to be abandoned, but rather needs to be purified, or rather the needs of that movement need to be addressed so that it can be preserved and so that it can be adequately modified and carry on as independent fundamental Baptists. There are reasons why I am encouraging churches to discontinue the use of the terms independent and fundamental, and the reasons are very simple, because down through the years, greater men than myself have really given their all to this movement and did everything in their power to change the movement, to change the direction of the movement. And they have mostly been frustrated and found their efforts to be fruitless. In fact, the movement is not getting better. It is not becoming a more pure movement dedicated to God's Word, but it is rather deteriorating very quickly before our very eyes. And that is why we submit in the New Testament Baptist Confession that if a movement departs from the teachings of Scripture, it can be and should be abandoned. First of all, it can be. I would like to encourage you to understand that Baptists traditionally have had multiple name designations. There have been, of course, we know of the Anabaptists, we know of the Primitive Baptists, we know of the Landmark Baptists. We're aware of a time when Baptists were actually called Particular Baptists because they were adhering quite a bit to Calvinistic teaching and they believed in a particular atonement or a particular salvation, and so they were known as Particular Baptists at times. And down through the years, as the doctrine of Baptists has been refined, different name designations have been abandoned that were not accurate, or if they did not serve the purpose of clearly identifying Baptists with certain doctrinal stands, those movements were abandoned so that the Baptist faith could continue and strongly and be more strongly represented by something that is a more accurate description. So when I say we maintain that any religious order that departs from the teachings of Scripture can be abandoned, that's exactly what we mean. independent and fundamental, those two designations, those two terms, are not the sacred cow. They are not the battleground that we all want to die on. Those terms are negotiable. We certainly are not advocating a left turn into liberalism so that we abandon and discontinue the use of the name Baptist. That is not our contention, to say the least. But nevertheless, what we do believe is that the terms independent and fundamental have lost their influence. They have lost their accuracy. At one time, they described a group of militant people who wanted to withdraw from certain liberal Baptist movements, and they wanted to go into a very conservative mode of Baptist teaching. And so independent and fundamental in its inception, from its very inception, was a very a strong-willed group of protesting people. And so we have to really take a close look and an examination at those two terms and ask ourselves if they should be abandoned for the purpose of preserving pure doctrine, and it is my contention that they should. In the confession, it continues, they could and should be abandoned. They should be abandoned. Why? Because the Bible is king. Because the Bible and its teachings are exactly what we pledge loyalty to. We do not have loyalty to the monikers independent and fundamental. We have loyalty only to the Scripture. It also adds in the second paragraph of the confession, when refinement is impossible, abandonment serves dually as a rebuke and as an admonition to brethren who are knotted in poor and unsubstantiated doctrines and or practices that are deteriorating into counterproductive associations and traditions. Beginning with that phrase, when refinement is impossible. Again, I remind you that greater men than myself have made noble attempts, have made very, very strong attempts to steer fundamental Baptists back to the middle of the road where the Scripture teaches that they should be, but they have had no success. The movement is continuing to spiral downward. So we see that as an impossibility, refinement of the movement, remodeling of the movement, retooling, modification of the movement so that it can be preserved. I believe that that is an impossibility at this point because the reputation of independent fundamental Baptists has so deteriorated in our society that it seems like their influence has been basically disposed of. Abandonment serves dually as a rebuke and an admonition to brethren who are knotted in poor or unsubstantiated doctrines and or practices that are deteriorating into counterproductive associations and traditions. The motivation here is quite clear. The wording here has been wisely chosen. It means exactly what it says. There needs to be both a rebuke and an admonition. And that's what the New Testament Baptist Confession serves as, a rebuke to the poor teachings of independent fundamental Baptists and an admonition to abandon those teachings and look elsewhere for fidelity to God's Word. So this second paragraph, strongly worded, no question about that, but it really gets quickly to the heart of the issue among independent fundamental Baptists, and that is that the movement has deteriorated down into a counterproductive and a very dangerous movement. It exalts personalities, it exalts methodology, and all of those methods seem to be eclipsing the power of God's Word among most, and I'm choosing my words carefully here, among most independent fundamental Baptists. There are still, as I've contended before, some fundamental Baptists who are faithful to the Word, who are laboring in Word and in doctrine and are effectively representing the Word. But for the most part, we are seeing an incredible, incredible decay among independent fundamental Baptists. Thank you again for joining us for this podcast. If you want to visit us online, you can go to newtestamentbaptists.com. You can go to the document section and find this New Testament Baptist Confession as well as a host of other resources for your reading and for your consumption. That's again at newtestamentbaptists.com. Once again, Pastor Brad Bailey with you from the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle. We hope you'll join us again next time on the New Testament Baptist Podcast.